This week, the decades-long debate to change the date of Australia Day out of respect of Indigenous Australians has once again flared. A group of Conservative MPs is now pushing for the day, January 26, to be protected in legislation in order to shield it from being changed in the future. But as a national public holiday, Australia Day is actually a relatively new achievement. It wasn't till the mid-90s that all Australians got a day off on the 26th of January. It also turns out the whole debate about whether this date should be changed is not that new. Indeed, it harks back to the late 1930s. Joy DeMussy is Professor of History at the University of Melbourne. Joy, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. Lovely to be here.
Whether January 26th is the right date or the wrong date, in your view, how long has it been celebrated as our national day?
Well, Fran, really, only since the 1940s has Australia Day, as we know it today, across Australia, across all states, in its form that we are familiar with, it's been in place. So prior to that, it was celebrated on different days, in different contexts, in different circumstances. So if we go right back to 1788, establishment at that time of the 26th of January was really to set up the colony of New South Wales. Mm. Remember that Australia didn't come together until 1901 in Federation. So prior to that, each of the states had their own, or colonies as they were then known, had their own sort of celebratory day or foundation day. So, you know, Victoria had its own foundation day, WA's, South Australia, and they were all on different dates. So
How did they settle on the 26th of January?
Well, that the 26th of January was only relevant to New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
So each of the states, each of the colonies had their own. And so really it was not until the 1930s, when you're looking at the various centenaries and sexagesimal centenaries of 1788, that the drift starts to go towards the 26th of January as a more national day. But even in the 1930s, you know, you had Foundation Day still being celebrated. So it's a very recent event. It's a very changeable event and date. And so the current debate is really not new insofar as taking a longitudinal view of when we have come to celebrate the date.
Okay. Can I just go back to when you say it's a very changeable date? I understand that for some period after 1901, which is obviously we became a federation, we started looking for a national day, the date settled on was the 30th of July. What was the significance of that day?
That's right, Fran. So in 1915, during the First World War, there was a committee formed to set up an Australia Day, and the date they chose was the 30th of July because this was the date that fundraising took place annually during the war effort.
Mm-hmm.
So subsequently, in 1916 and 1917 and 1918, a date at the end of July was selected as the fundraising day, and that was Australia Day during the First World War. So It was around, you know, forging Australian identity around the First World War.
How long did July 30 stay as the National Day?
Oh, that sort of pretty well ended after World War One.
Right.
So it was very much focused around that fundraising and war, patriotic war effort to support the war.
Okay.
But it points to what we're saying, that it is changeable, it has changed, and it could change again.
Okay, I'll come back to that. But it turns out the debate we have these days, and we really have had, up in light since 1988, whether it's an invasion day or a day of commemoration and celebration, is not a new one. Indigenous Australians were protesting on the 26th of January back in the 30s. Tell us about those protests.
Absolutely, Fran. So in 1938, there was a day of mourning declared by Indigenous activists and supporters, and that was to flag very publicly and very explicitly the dispossession and long violent displacement of Indigenous Australians up until that point. So that's been an ongoing perspective on any celebration of Australian Day and its achievements. So that's been there. But in 1938, there was a very big sort of public statement, mainly because that was, of course, a celebration of the 150th anniversary of 1788. So that was caught up in that, as was, as you said earlier, you know, 1988 with Invasion Day. So at each one of those celebrations and landmark moments, there becomes a much more vocal reinterpretation of the event by Indigenous communities.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 3 minutes to seven. Our guest is Professor Joy DeMussy, historian at the University of Melbourne. So we've changed the date once from July 30. We now have January 26. That's been with us since the 40s. It's only been a public holiday since the 90s. What was the process for changing the date back in the 40s?
Well, there was typically a committee formed and discussions had, and It was usually around what the states and the Commonwealth felt comfortable with, because again, it's really the 26th of January really is recognising the establishment of the colony New South Wales, not the establishment of Australia. So it's a little absurd actually that it still remains, because it is not recognising Australia as a nation technically and constitutionally. So it was really representatives from the states to come together and have, you know, come to some agreement about it. The debate now is not about the states. It's about other issues, obviously, and about Indigenous Australians and where that narrative sits.
Well, it's about settling on a date that is inclusive and acceptable to all. Does the past give us any clues about how we might do that?
Well, Fran, I mean, a lot of dates, as you know, have been raised. I think 1901, when Australia federated, might be a pointer, because that is technically when Australia became a nation. And if you want to define it in that way, the day, that would be the date you'd look to. I think ultimately, whatever the date is, the key issue is that we need to recognise that what we're celebrating, Australian democracy and the achievements of Australian democracy, are very much underpinned by a history of dispossession and displacement and violence by Indigenous communities. So I think whatever the date is, that story needs to be embedded in it. I think if you wanted to technically be correct, it probably is 1901.
This is a very personal thing, but just briefly and finally, you've been sort of obviously embedded in this issue for a long time. Do you think it's possible to keep January 26th and tell that story, and that could make January 26th an inclusive date?
Probably not now. And I think, again, we need to get away from a very New South Wales-centric view of that date, which is what it is.
And New South Wales, yes, though I wonder if most of the country feels like that anymore. I guess we don't really know. Joy, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran. It's a great pleasure.
Joy DeMussy is a professor of history at the University of Melbourne. And after eight, we can continue looking at the date, the significance of the day, and the pain it causes many Indigenous Australians. There's a celebration goes on in Sydney, talking about it being New South Wales focused, every year, the Ubbin Festival, where a lot goes on, but it's also a place for people to come and be safe in their grieving. There is that way. Churches too have been asked, Christian churches and non-Christian churches, asked to recognise the grief of the day. We're going to talk about how Indigenous Australians manage the day. That's coming up after eight.